At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Muscle memory is a funny thing. You see, my house is about 10 minutes from where I work and go to the gym. I drive that same stretch of road every morning before the sun rises and most nights long after it's set. And somewhere along the way, without making a formal announcement to me, my brain decided it knows the road better than I do. Maybe you've experienced this too. You get in the car, you blink, and all of a sudden, you're somehow already home. It's a bit unsettling. Like, who exactly was driving? And which of those lights were actually green? But here's what I've noticed. While other people still have to think about the turns and the curves and that one sneaky red light, my brain catches all of it automatically. My foot moves from the gas to the brake long before I consciously realize why. I know when the light is about to turn green. I can tell when I've left my house a few minutes later than usual because the traffic feels different. I even know when there's a hockey game up the road at the Lenovo Center, or whether school is in session, or if it's a holiday weekend, just from the rhythm of the road. But here's the important part. It didn't used to be that way. There was a time when I had to think about every single piece of my commute. Every lane change, every merge, every timing of the lights. It took real focus, real effort, total attention. But now? Now that mental space is freed up to think about anything. My day, my goals, my next project, or nothing at all. And that has taught me something really important. When you're new at something, anything, your brain needs full focus just to not mess it up. It's not because you're bad at it. It's not because you're slow. It's because that's how it's learning, and that's how it works. Over time, through repetition, you reach the point where your brain says, "Don't worry, kid, I've got this one." And suddenly, the thing that once felt overwhelming, because it is, becomes effortless. This is where we get tripped up when we watch other people. We see someone who makes something look easy, and we assume it must be easy, or that they have some sort of special gift, or that somehow we're lacking something because we can't do it like they can. And here's the truth we forget. When someone makes something look easy, it's not usually talent, or at least not completely. It's not luck, it's not magic, it's sheer repetitions. It's doing that thing, not once, not twice, but 50 or 90 or 1,000 times. It's becoming so familiar with the metaphorical road that they no longer have to think about any of the turns. So don't assume next time that you're not smart enough or not skilled enough just because you're struggling with someone else's specialty. You might just be on your first lap while they're on their 90th. Give it time. Give yourself patience. And most importantly, keep moving forward. Because the day will come when the thing that felt complicated, intimidating, or impossible right now becomes the thing you do on autopilot. And someone else will look at you and wonder how you make it look so easy.